Life Audio.
Teach Us to Pray is brought to you by Life Audio and is a part of our Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
The holiday season is upon us. We have celebrated Thanksgiving, and I hope that you had an amazing Thanksgiving. And now we are going into our Christmas celebration. And so that means there's going to be much hustle and bustle, cooking and going to the store, wrapping gifts and doing Advent devotionals and sending cards and taking pictures and all the things. On top of our normal day-to-day responsibilities like going to work and taking the kids to school and practice and doing homework, this season is often thought of as one of the happiest seasons of the year, but it is also one of the most overwhelming seasons of the year because there's just so much to do. And it is so easy during this time to become anxious and feel rushed. And that is the complete opposite, I think, of what this season is supposed to represent. Isaiah 9:6 says, "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." This season, representing the birth of Jesus Christ, should encompass the fact that he is our Prince of Peace. But how often do we find ourselves lacking peace in this season? So in today's episode, I want to talk to you about how to quiet your anxious soul, especially in busy seasons such as this.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Welcome back, friend. You are listening to the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we teach believers practical and real life tips on how to grow your faith and relationship with God through the power of prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast and founder of Beloved Women, where I help busy women to fill up on God's love and truth. Speaking of busy, this has been a very busy season for myself, and I'm sure for you as well, preparing for the holidays and family to come and meals and gifts and presents and more. It can all be a bit overwhelming and far from what we would define as peaceful. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 11 tells us to make it our ambition to lead a quiet life. But it's in seasons like this that seems impossible. And we find ourselves questioning, is it even possible to live a quiet life like that in our overworked and overwhelmed culture? And I think that it is. In today's episode, I want to share with you three powerful ways that you can calm and quiet your soul no matter how busy life gets. Here's the thing. An anxious soul can affect every area of your life. Your thoughts can race from one negative scenario to another. Your heart can be overwhelmed with worry about if you're doing all the right things and if you got the right gift for this person or if this person isn't going to like this food that you cook during this holiday season. Your spirit can be completely undone and unraveled in what should be one of the most celebrated times of the year. But it's this heaviness of our souls that a nap cannot cure. And it's then that we need to quiet our souls. So the first step that we can take to quieting our souls is to first release control. And this is what I love about prayer, because prayer is an act of truly releasing control. We're coming to God and we're acknowledging that we need help. It's going to be important for us in this season to let go of trying to work everything out on our own. Just because we feel like everything is up to us doesn't mean that it is. The truth is, we serve a sovereign God who is in control of everything. He is a God of peace and order. Instead of trying to control situations that we don't have control over, we need to pray and surrender the matter to God. God tells us to cast our anxieties on Him. And prayer is one of the best times to do that. Now, that doesn't mean that you ignore the challenges that you're facing and act like they don't exist. That's not what surrender is. Surrender is not giving up, but it's letting go so that God can do what only He can do. I want to ask you in this holiday season, what is it that you need to let go of? What are you telling yourself that I have to do this and I have to be this person and I have to be here? What things can you let go of and give to God and trust that even if I'm not here and even if I don't do it, God's ultimately in control and He will work it out? How can you be content with where you are and what you have instead of trying to run an endless race for more, to do more, to be more, to get more? The root of an anxious soul is a lack of control. But we don't have to be in control to quiet our souls when we know that the matter is in God's hands. The truth is, God is so good that He doesn't need our help. He's got this. When we decide to trust God that He's actually good at being in control, anxiety is dismantled of its power over us, and our souls can rest and find peace. When I find my soul is anxious, I like to say this to myself, especially during my times of prayer, and I encourage you to do the same. I say, I can rest my soul because God is in control. The next way that we can calm our souls in this hectic holiday season is to release hurry and accept a focus on God. And again, here is where prayer comes in handy. Because when we are praying, we are then shifting our focus from our situation to God Himself. When we rush through life, and we will be tempted to rush in this season because it's the end of the year and you have all these things that you want to get done by the end of the year, and then you have hard deadlines. Like Christmas is December 25th and you want to get so many things done before then. But when we rush, we become easily distracted by what we need to get done. We find ourselves then numb to what's really going on in our lives and being present. It's then that we're just going through the motions, just checking things off our to-do list, and we can miss the most important aspects of our lives. We can miss the beauty in this season. Although we can ignore our soul's need for stillness by distracting ourselves with busyness, and this is a great season to be able to do that, we still need the rest and restoration that a quiet soul gives. Eventually, a rushed life will catch up to us and we'll find ourselves burnt out. So instead of aimlessly moving to distract ourselves, we need to focus on God. Isaiah 26:3 says, "You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." If we want to quiet our souls, we need what I call staying power. It's the ability not to allow every anxious thought to move us so we're always running around but getting nowhere. As we focus on God in prayer, we don't have to rush. everything in this season is going to tell you, you need to rush, you need to get things done fast, you need to hurry. But the truth is, we can't sustain a rushed life, and we were not ever called to do so. This is why Psalm 23 says that he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. David, the author of this psalm, needed to be still to receive the restoration that God wanted to give him. And the same is true for us. We have had a busy year. It's been a full 2022. And I'm sure that many of you need rest right now. You need stillness. And there's nothing in this season that is prepared to give that to you except God. God is not going to run us down, though, to make us be still. We need to be led to quiet and desolate places, just like we often see Jesus do in the Gospels, to meet with God to receive his restoration. I often say, God does not rush our souls. He restores our souls. Frequently, we think that more and faster is better, but God honors humility, small beginnings, and acquiring little by little. The thought that we have to do the most and do all the things, especially in this holiday season, does not come from God. That thought comes from the world. God's message is quite the opposite. Actually, he wants us to release busyness and rush so we can live a life where our souls have the opportunity to receive his rest, a rest that can only truly come from his son, Jesus Christ, the entire reason we are celebrating this season. I wonder if instead of worrying about gifts and cooking and who's going to be happy and who's going to get on our nerves at the Christmas dinner table, I wonder if we can honor God this season by allowing our souls to rest, by acknowledging that we can rest our souls because of the sacrifice of his son, Jesus Christ. The final way that I want to share with you that we can rest our souls this busy season is to release overthinking and accept praying. One of the most important ways for us to focus on God is to pray to God. However, what we find ourselves often doing is overthinking, which is not the same as prayer. Overthinking is meditation on the same thing over and over again from all different directions. We're trying to figure it out and solve the issue in our own heads. The problem arises when we can't solve the issue because it's not something that we can solve in the first place. It's something that we need to give to God and not try to work out on our own. Our thoughts then simply become holding spaces for scenarios and imaginations that may or may not happen, and that only makes us more anxious. But the Bible has a cure for the worried thought cycle. It's prayer. Philippians 4:6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." We have options this busy season. We can worry, which will keep our souls on high alert, or we can pray, allowing our souls to quiet as we trust God for what we need. Through surrender, focus on God, and prayer, we have all the necessary tools we need this hectic holiday season to quiet our souls if we choose to use them. Did you know that God made us all beautifully different, even in the way that we pray? That's right. Your prayer personality is the unique way you are most likely to communicate with God, and knowing which of the three personality prayer types you have can equip you to hear from God more clearly and overcome any obstacles to your communication with him. I invite you to take my prayer personality quiz to learn how you can best hear from God, how you most likely connect with him in prayer, and to just have a little fun. Take the quiz now at prayquiz.com or find the link in the show notes for today's show. It is my hope that today's episode has provided you with insightful and helpful tips on how you can pray. We have so much more to talk about when it comes to prayer. So I hope that if you are encouraged by today's episode, you'll share it with a friend and subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we will continue to learn how, just like breathing, prayer can become a natural, consistent, and life-giving part of our everyday lives. Until then, be sure to connect with me at belovedwomen.org and join the Beloved Women app for unlimited videos to learn God's word, grow your faith, and encourage your soul. Available now in the Apple and Google Play stores or at belovedwomen.tv. Thank you so much for taking time to listen today. God bless you, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.
Teach Us to Pray is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
I'm Billy Yancey, entrepreneur, fitness cowboy, father, retired Navy cornerback, and now podcast host. Listen to my new show, Billy and the Goat, on Life Audio. Happy listening.